I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So
wake me up
from this slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see that what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Something money, money.
Something money can't buy.
Something money, money. Something money can't buy.
It's the peace that comes from perfect love. The wonder in the stars. The beating in my heart.
Sometimes you gotta stop and look at what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Oh, well, yeah. you hit on kind of my next question already. A lot of your influences and things like that, you know, growing up out of the first records, and what a run from Britney and NSYNC to Skillet, and then we kind of settle back in with Mark Schultz here. So yeah. I'm going to ask you a really unfair question.
All right.
If you could open up for anybody, dead or alive, who would it be? And think more in terms of like you get to just be present in the day.
Man, that is very tough. I almost feel like it should be two separate questions. It should be who would you open up for alive today? And who would you open up for, you know, who's already passed on?
All right, do it. I'll give you both. I'll give you both. Just this so, once.
So, those who are gone.
Okay.
I think I would say Elvis.
Hmm.
I would just be so curious. I also, this is kind of odd, but my grandparents used to own a racquetball club in Nashville.
Okay.
And Elvis occasionally would come into the racquetball club after hours. They would kind of like shut it down and like leave it for him. And they'd come in the next morning and have to do like crazy cleanup. But I think it'd be so interesting to just be a fly on a wall and experience someone like that who's been so hyped, you know, in our world. That would be very interesting to me. Alive today. Man, like, I think I would go, this isn't like the biggest band ever, but I would think I would go One Republic.
Oh,
good band. I just, man. I love that band. Like everything that they do, I'm like, yeah, I wish I did that. Like, that's really dope. And he, Ryan Tedder's the singer. He also just, like, I know he used to be pretty rooted in church. I think he's still a believer. Obviously doesn't talk about it a lot, but what I love about his lyrics are, for the most part, they're all pretty positive and uplifting, and, you know, but they thread this needle, you know, kind of mind this gap really well between, like, dude, I relate a lot to his lyrics even as a believer, but then I know the world relates to his lyrics as well as non-believers. And I'm like, dude, you're walking that line really well. Mm-hmm. And you're reaching a lot of people doing it. So I just really appreciate that. I met Ryan once. I can't believe I'm about to tell you this story.
I love I'll it. Keep I'm it here short. For it.
My wife and I were treating ourselves. We were going out to eat at a place called Nobu, which is just a really fancy seafood sushi restaurant. We were going in Los Angeles.
Okay.
We walk in, we sit down waiting on our table. In walks Ryan Tedder in a ball cap. He sits at the bar. I don't personally drink, nothing against it, but I don't drink. But I've taken his songwriting course, and I'm just thinking, like, what can I do? What can I say to say thank you? And you know, my wife's like, just go offer him to buy him a drink. You know, we're getting very real right now. Okay,
let's go. I'm here, man.
So I walk up to him. I'm so nervous. He's like my guy, right? So I walk up to him, and I don't want to startle him, right? So I kind of like gently put my hand like up on the top of his back, you know, just to let him know someone's there. And then he still kind of like jumps and looks at me. I'm like, hey, man, he's like, my name's Colton. He's like, dude, I would love to buy you a drink. That's all that came out, bro. So Ryan, dude, you know. Ryan's, oh, 100%, bro. He's like, his radar's going off big time. Like, you know, he's looking at me and it's just whoop, 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 whoop. And dude, my wife's in the background just dying laughing. And I start laughing too, because I realize what's going on. And I'm like, Ryan, I'm not hitting on you, bro. My wife's back there. I'm like, I'm a big fan. You've inspired a lot of what I do. And I would just, you know, would love to say thanks and, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, dude, that's awesome. And was so kind, whatever. But he probably wouldn't remember, or maybe he would. Well, maybe it was very traumatic for him. I don't know. But I would love to open, long story short, would love to open for One Republic and observe what he does leading up to a show. Yeah, just love that band.
That's a great story. And
yeah,
we appreciate it. We love it.
You're welcome. I've never told anyone in an interview that story.
Well, see, so. And look, like, listen, you hit a little turbulence, all right? But you landed the plane, okay? That's okay. It
honestly had nothing to do with me. My wife discovered that she and Ryan went to the same high school in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So
she took over.
She said, hey, I know you're from Tulsa. And he's like, no way. Where'd you go to school? And then she totally saved it. So thank you, Annie.
That's incredible. Well, a little you know what? I'll tell you a little bit embarrassing story because you mentioned Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Memphis, there used to be a theme park. I use that word very loosely.
Very loosely, okay.
And Elvis, much like your grandparents' racquetball club, would rent this place out for he and his friends. And he had a roller coaster that he loved called the Zippin' Pippin. And the Zippin' Pippin was still in use towards even to the end when it went under. And wow. I rode the Zippin' Pippin several times, but the last time I ever rode it, I was with a friend of mine. And they're messing with the bar, and like it won't come down. Again, this is like a wooden roller coaster. This is not. This shouldn't still be in use. Okay, yeah. This looked like what the Seven Dwarfs rode in the mine. You know? And so I'm sitting there, and they can't get the. And it's some 15-year-old kid, you know, who's like messing with the bar, and they get the bar to come up, and then they get it to come down. So now I'm strapped in. I'm like, I don't feel good about any of this. I am going through this ride up and down. About the third to last drop, the bar goes, whoop, raises all the way up. I thought I was a goner. I thought I was going to meet Jesus and maybe Elvis. I don't know. But it wasn't good, man. I was hollering.
Dude.
I was giving everything I had. Give me off this thing. So. Never got
that, that would be I can't think of a worse situation to be in.
To be fair, it's on me. Like, you should look at this thing and know, don't get on. Who's getting on this ride? Why is this?
It was an enter at your own risk situation. Yeah, it's roger on, that.
It's my fault. This I my feel fault. That.
The wind is moving, but I am standing still. A life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place in this world. My place in this world. If there are millions down on their knees, among the many, can you still hear me? Hear me asking, where do I belong? Is there a vision that I can call my own? Show me, I'm looking for. My place in this world, my place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place in this world, my place in this world. Looking for. Help me find my place in this world. My place in this world.
Getting ready to wrap up here with Colton Dixon on Behind the Tunes. Now, Colton, this is where I usually ask the question about a most embarrassing onstage moment. But the Ryan Tedder story is going to be suffice for that. I'm not going to put you through it again. Because that story is an all-timer.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most embarrassing things in my life. Yeah, it was pretty good.
So we're just gonna jump to rapid fire. Love to end with rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Let's go. Let's do it.
What's your favorite junk food?
Pizza.
Oh. Mm. What kind of pizza?
You know, I love just pepperoni, you know. If I'm feeling like extra, I'm gonna go pepperoni, grilled jalapenos, and pineapple.
You know, we may need to be friends, Colton, because
I was already kind of feeling that. You know?
You're a keys player. I'm a keys player. We're writing songs the same way. I'm a pepperoni guy, pizza guy. There's something else. I was like, all right, we'll hang out sometime. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Ice cream is. Have you ever had Jenny's?
I have had Jenny's.
Okay, they have two flavors that are just, they're just out of this world. Gooey butter cake is one of those flavors. And brown butter almond brittle is another one of those flavors. And I think it's the best ice cream I've ever put in my mouth. It was just unbelievable. Highly recommend Jenny's Ice Cream, unofficial sponsor of this podcast. But yeah, it's the bomb.
Do you know Joseph O'Brien?
I don't know him personally, but fan of what he does. Yeah.
All right. So Joseph O'Brien's on this show at some point. He mentions Jenny. He comes to the Memphis area. I said, Joseph, I got to take you somewhere. I got to take you to an ice cream place in this area. So we'll talk about this off the air. Because I went to Jenny's, and Jenny's is great.
Dude. I
think there's some competition.
Oh, shoot. Okay. All right. I'll be open-minded. Okay. Let's talk.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Grumpy.
Do you identify with him? Identify with him.
Dude, I was trying to think of the one with the purple hat who's kind of like
Dopey.
That's it. Dopey. Yeah, I was trying to think of Dopey, but the name wasn't coming to me, so I went with Grumpy.
What color is your toothbrush?
Black.
In the movie about your life, the Colton Dixon story, what actor would play you?
You know, that's a great question. I've had people, I think he's acted in a couple things. I've heard people tell me that I look kind of like Machine Gun Kelly. So
let's see that.
Maybe MGK, if he tones down a few things.
You're going to need to see the script. I need to see the script.
Yeah. Let me check these lines real quick. Yeah.
I had somebody on one time. I can't remember who it was now. I said, who? They said Lauren Daigle. I was like, I don't think she's acting. She's an actress.
Yeah. I almost went with, you know, like Matt Damon or Brad Pitt or something, but those are a little too obvious. So MGK is probably safer picture.
Matthew McConaughey is the runaway winner for obvious reasons.
Oh, totally.
None of them. It would not work for him. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Probably Spidey. Spider-Man.
Favorite board game?
This is a little bit of a different one. It's called Wahoo. It's kind of like Sorry, I think. Right. But it's kind of marble and dice based game. You've got four marbles, and your goal is to roll a six or a one, get them out of your home base, and then you kind of go around this plus side or this plus shaped board, but people can get you out. Your objective is to get them out of your home into like this straight line that's all the way around the board, and first one to do that wins. And my grandfather actually used to build Wahoo boards for people, not officially for the game, but like made out of wood. So Christmas not too long ago, my dad made us like some updated Wahoo boards, and
cool.
Haven't played in a while, but love that game.
Wahoo! I'll check it out. I'll look Wahoo. It up.
Yeah, it's a good
what
one.
Was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Three came to my mind.
Let's go.
Immediately.
Throw them at me.
Rugrats.
Yep.
Hey Arnold's and Rocket Power.
Rocket Power. What was that on?
Rocket Power was Nickelodeon, I believe. It's like, think like Hey Arnold and Rugrats kind of blended together, but they're more like Hey Arnold aged, and they like live at the skate park.
Oh, all right. Were you a skater?
Yeah. I wish, I wanted to be so bad, but no, skate. I was the kid who wore his like roller hockey skates to the skate park. That was me. Sorry for everyone who's actually a skater. I was that kid. Yeah.
No judgment. Would 12-year-old Colton think you're cool today?
I think 12-year-old Colton, I don't want this to sound a certain way, but no, I genuinely think 12-year-old Colton would think I was the coolest.
Dig it.
Because this is what I wanted to do. Yeah. Like I remember going to Winter Jam and thinking, dude, if I ever got to be the opening artist on Winter Jam, where do you go from there? That's the peak, you know? And to know that I've not only opened Winter Jam, but I've played much later too. It's wild. So
very
yeah,
cool.
I think I would be proud of myself.
Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Dude, I'm sticking with my answer. We talked about this.
Yep. Go with it. I mean, if you're worried.
So we all know and love the Newsboys, and Duncan is the drummer for the Newsboys. And if you've ever seen the Newsboys play a show, you've noticed that their drum riser contraption one is rather large, but it does some cool things. You know, it kind of raises up, tilts forward, and then Duncan spins around like a crazy man. I got to try that, by the way. Yeah, we did a Winter Jam with them back in 14 or 15. It's very difficult. So mad props to him. However, for the crew and for the other artists, it's so big and it takes up so much space that it's not really ideal if you have to put your gear in front of it. And it also weighs, it's like the weight of two elephants.
Yeah.
It's so heavy. Very impractical. So I guess like I get it. Like, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Is it worth it? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Sorry, Duncan. I love you, bro. But I don't know.
Yeah, we're listening.
But everyone loves it. They lose their mind when it happens. And I'm just on the side like, wow.
We're just casting votes. That's all we're doing. We're not trying to, you know, put whatever. Yeah, there's two votes. And yeah, the people that are watching and cheering for it were not the ones that put it up. And we're not the ones that set the bands around it. I'm telling you that.
I got those votes
in my pocket.
100%. That's, yep. Yeah, right. That's very true.
All right, Newsboys, don't send me a cease and desist. Just put your drum riser up. It'd be all right. He's Colton Dixon on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check him out at ColtonDixon.com. Colt, you've been a ton of fun today, man. Thanks for hanging out.
Dude, absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show.
I was an orphan, defined by mistakes. Thought I was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at. You just kept calling.
I've been hanging on to high hopes, 'cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build a boat in the sand where they say it never rains. I will stand up in faith. I'll do anything it takes with you in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the desert place, and when the flood and the water starts to rise, yeah, I'll ride the storm, 'cause I got you by my side. With you in my sails, your love never fails. I'll build a boat, so let it rain. You're the map, you're my compass. You help me navigate the currents under me. Take the lead, I surrender. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.